This is Emmy Faust. You are listening to the Business Greenhouse podcast. And my challenge to myself this month is to record an episode every day and bring you lots of hopefully valuable tips and advice as to how you might grow a thriving business. So let's get on. Thank you for joining me. Today is the 7th of December and today's topic is SEO, that's search engine optimization. So for those of you who are not familiar with SEO, what is it? Well, it's the practice of increasing the quantity and quality of traffic to your website through organic search. So when someone searches for something in Google, Google's the main search engine here in the UK at the moment, the more relevant that Google deems your website to be, the higher up the rankings. So it's basically very important if you want to get organic or unpaid, or what some people would refer as free or natural traffic from the search engines. So obviously it's not actually free, because in order to rank in the search engines, you need to be creating content, good quality content that is optimized for your website correctly. And, you know, all those kind of things take time. So it's not totally free, but it's different to paid ads in Google, where you're actually paying to appear against those search rankings. So it is very important to make sure that your website is optimized correctly. And following on from the last 2 days, so we talked about doing a website audit, then we talked about the importance of content and why that is important. And today we're talking about SEO and why that is important. So I always do an SEO audit. That means I'm auditing the business that I'm working with. I'm looking at their site and seeing what issues they've got. So it could be technical issues with the site structure. It could be things like issues with the site speed, which means that the site is really slow to load, which obviously neither Google nor customers like. Or it could be things, issues with the content, for example, duplicate content or something like that, which again, Google is not a fan of. So I don't actually do the audits myself because I'm not an SEO expert. I do have a good understanding of how it all works. I've done multiple courses and I've been blogging, you know, for the last 10 years. But I use an expert. I use someone like Sylvia, who's going to give us some tips later on in this episode. This is Sylvia. She is going to give us a little bit of advice on SEO and talk to us about the reasons why a website may not rank well.
Reasons why a website may not be ranking very well on Google could depend on different factors. There could be issues on the code or in the content or not having enough links. And you cannot spot what's going on just by looking at a page because Google crawler bots don't see the pages as we do with this fancy design. They see the code and the words, and often there are issues and errors that are holding the page back from ranking very well. And we can't see it. Technical things like redirections, chains and loops, broken links, uncompressed, uncached assets, crawlability issues, pages loading too slowly, but also issues in the content of the pages, like duplicated content that is indexed and you don't know about, pages with wrong meta tags, settings, this kind of things. So many things need to be checked in order to understand your site's health. And that's normal because Google wants to display the best results to their users. So we need to identify and eliminate all of these issues.
That was so interesting. Thank you, Sylvia. SEO is clearly an important part of any marketing strategy and plan. And as we just heard from you, it is important to do an SEO audit so that you know what issues there are with the site so that those can be corrected. And that's all for today. Thanks so much for listening.